Module 2. Vocabulary and Listening. Activity 3. Check the meaning of these words. Now listen to the conversation and tick the topics you hear.
Is this your first time in Beijing, Richard?
Yes, it is.
How do you find it?
It's totally fascinating. It's so different from Sydney, where I live.
Now I'm fascinated. Tell me about the differences, as you see them.
Well, Sydney's a younger city than Beijing. Beijing has a lot more inhabitants and is much more crowded.
Yes, we certainly have a huge population, like most Chinese cities.
It's very exciting as a result. And there's so much construction going on.
I know. We're growing very fast. For example, I don't think we have as many freeways as Sydney does, but we soon will.
I believe you. I think there are fewer tourists in Beijing, at least for now, and I get the feeling that Beijing's less dangerous.
Yes, there's probably a lot less crime here.
What about the climate? I think Sydney has less rain.
Yes, we can get a lot of rain in July and August.
I've noticed. It's pouring at the moment.
The good thing about the rain, of course, is that it washes the pollution away.
I've noticed that too. We don't have as much pollution as you do.
That's because you have less industry. The air can get quite polluted here. Okay, so that covers a lot of the differences, but are there any similarities?
Oh, yes. For example, I noticed the wealth and the energy.
Sorry? I didn't get that.
The wealth and energy. I think there are as many rich people here as in Sydney. And I think your city is just as lively as mine.
That's good to hear. So, shall we go out this evening and find some of the action?
Activity 4. Listen again. Check your answers to Activity 2.
Is this your first time in Beijing, Richard?
Yes, it is.
How do you find it?
It's totally fascinating. It's so different from Sydney, where I live.
Now I'm fascinated. Tell me about the differences, as you see them.
Well, Sydney's a younger city than Beijing. Beijing has a lot more inhabitants and is much more crowded.
Yes, we certainly have a huge population, like most Chinese cities.
It's very exciting as a result, and there's so much construction going on.
I know. We're growing very fast. For example, I don't think we have as many freeways as Sydney does, but we soon will.
I believe you. I think there are fewer tourists in Beijing, at least for now, and I get the feeling that Beijing's less dangerous.
Yes, there's probably a lot less crime here.
What about the climate? I think Sydney has less rain.
Yes. We can get a lot of rain in July and August.
I've noticed. It's pouring at the moment.
The good thing about the rain, of course, is that it washes the pollution away.
I've noticed that too. We don't have as much pollution as you do.
That's because you have less industry. The air can get quite polluted here. Okay, so that covers a lot of the differences, but are there any similarities?
Oh, yes. For example, I noticed the wealth and the energy.
Sorry? I didn't get that.
The wealth and energy. I think there are as many rich people here as in Sydney. And I think your city is just as lively as mine.
That's good to hear. So, shall we go out this evening and find some of the action?
Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer these questions. 1. What happens when two towns have a town twinning agreement? 2. Does your hometown have a twin town? Do you think it is a good idea? Say why or why not. Town twinning.
How are Oxford in the UK and Grenoble in France similar? Well, they're both medium-sized towns of between 100,000 and 200,000 inhabitants. They both have universities and industries. Tourism is important to both of them, and they are both close to some of the most beautiful countryside in the region. But they share something else. They have a town twinning agreement. Town twinning is not a new idea, but it has become more popular in recent years because it's now easier to find out about and visit other countries and towns. It's an agreement between towns or cities of similar size and age, and which have similar features such as tourism, industry, culture, and entertainment. Town twinning agreements encourage people from the two towns to visit each other. There are visits and exchanges between schools, theatre groups, and sports teams. Visitors from the foreign town usually stay in the private homes of the town they are visiting. There is usually a big party for the visitors. Town twinning agreements are perhaps most useful for students and people who want to practice speaking another language. This is because living with a foreign family for 1 or 2 weeks means that you have to speak their language, and as a result, you improve fast.
Module 2. Word List. Hunger. Income. Poverty. Human. Development. Index. Measure. Goal. Expectancy. Position. Educate. Figure. Household. Homeless. Charity. Crowded. Freeway. Inhabitant. Similarity. Unfortunate. Location. Tourism. Transport. Industrial. Polluted. Smart. Vast. Entertainment. Exchange.
Module 3. The Violence of Nature. Reading and Vocabulary. Activity 1. Read about the Gulf Stream and check the meaning of the words.
The Gulf Stream is a warm ocean current which starts in the Gulf of Mexico and flows northeast across the Atlantic. It also travels past the east coast of the United States towards eastern Canada. It is one of the strongest currents anywhere in the world. Because of the Gulf Stream, the United Kingdom and other places in Europe are much warmer than parts of Canada on the same latitude.
Activity 2. Read the passages on page 23 and answer these questions. 1.
How strong are tornado winds?
2.
What can happen to furniture when a house is destroyed by a tornado?
3.
How many tornadoes are there in the US every year?
4.
How many people died in the worst tornado of all time?
5.
What happens at sea during a hurricane?
6.
When was the worst hurricane of all time?
7.
Was the actor Charles Coughlan killed in it?
8.
What happened to him after the hurricane?
What is a tornado?
A tornado is a rotating column of air from a thunderstorm to the ground. The most violent have winds of more than 400 kilometers per hour. Almost all of them occur in the U.S., in the area from Texas in the southeast to South Dakota in the north. Tornadoes can pick up cars, trains, and even houses and put them down in the next street or even in the next town. They can take the fur off the back of a cat and the feathers off a chicken. They can destroy houses but leave the furniture inside exactly where it was. On average, there are 800 tornadoes in the U.S. each year, causing about 80 deaths and 1,500 injuries. The worst tornado of all time occurred in 1925, affecting 3 U.S. states, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. By the time it ended, more than 700 people had been killed and 2,700 had been injured.
What is a hurricane?
Hurricanes are strong tropical storms, and they usually occur in the southern Atlantic Ocean, the Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico. There are violent winds of 120 kilometers per hour or more, which cause huge waves, heavy rain, and floods. There are, on average, 6 Atlantic hurricanes each year, and they usually affect the east coast of the U.S. from Texas to Maine. The worst hurricane disaster of all time occurred on the 8th of September 1900 in Galveston, Texas. Winds of 200 kilometers per hour and 5-meter-high waves hit the city. The disaster killed 6,000 people in a population of 37,000 and destroyed 3,600 buildings.
An extraordinary event.
This is a story about the 1900 Galveston hurricane. Charles Coughlan was a 19th century Irish actor who went to live in Canada. He then moved to New York, where he became famous. By the late 1890s, he had moved to Galveston, where he died in 1899, a year before the hurricane struck. The cemetery where Coughlan was buried was destroyed by the hurricane, and Coughlan's coffin ended up in the sea. 8 years later, the coffin was found by fishermen in the sea near his home on Prince Edward Island in the east of Canada. The Gulf Stream had carried it 3,000 kilometers up the eastern U.S. coast to Prince Edward Island. Coughlan traveled back to Canada after he had been buried in Texas.
Listening and Vocabulary. Activity 4. Listen and answer these questions.
I'm standing in the center of Plymouth, the capital of Montserrat, where just 1 week ago a volcanic eruption took place. With me is Frank Savage, the governor of the island. Mr. Savage, Thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome.
What exactly happened last week?
Well, the volcano erupted, and ash and lava poured down the mountain towards the sea. Unfortunately, there are several villages in its path.
That's terrible. Was anybody hurt?
No. Luckily, we had plenty of warning, and I told people who lived in the path of the ash and lava to leave the island. We managed to get half the population to another island before the eruption took place.
Why are you still here?
Well, I'm still working because there's a lot to do.
How many people live on the island?
11,000 people live here, and about 6,000 people have left.
Which areas are the most dangerous?
Well, the most dangerous places are between the volcano and the sea. There are a lot of villages there, and it was very dangerous. Sadly, hundreds of houses caught fire when the lava reached them.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thankfully, no one was killed.
Are the houses still on fire?
No. Fortunately, we put all the fires out quite quickly.
That's very good news. Well, it's a beautiful, sunny day here in Plymouth. Does this mean that the danger is over?
No. The volcano could erupt again. People must understand that it is still very dangerous, and they can't go back to their houses.
Okay, so that's the message from the governor. Don't go back to your houses. When will people be able to return home?
We don't know at the moment. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Savage.
Thank you.
Pronunciation. Listen and underline the words which the speaker stresses. These key words contain the main ideas.
And now, more information about the volcanic eruption on the island of Montserrat in the Caribbean Sea, which took place at 3 a.m. on December the 26th, 1 week ago. We spoke to a local journalist, and he told us that no one had been killed in the incident. According to the journalist, more than half the island's 11,000 residents had left the island 4 months earlier.
Now read the passage aloud. Make sure you stress the key words. Cultural Corner. Activity 1. Read the article and answer these questions. 1. Where was the worst Chinese earthquake? 2. What was the most dangerous thing about the California earthquake of 1906? 3. Is it possible that there could be another earthquake there? Earthquakes around the Pacific. About 400 earthquakes occur worldwide every day, more than 100,000 in a year. China is situated in one of the most active earthquake regions in the world, and there have been many terrible earthquakes. The most serious of these occurred in Hua County in Shaanxi Province in 1556. The earthquake affected 8 provinces in central China. It covered an area of 800 square kilometers. In some communities, 60% of the population were killed. In all, 830,000 people lost their lives. The California earthquake of the 18th of April 1906 is the worst earthquake that has ever happened in the United States. It took place at 5:15 a.m. and lasted for only a minute. However, it caused the worst natural disaster in the nation's history. Fires caused by the California earthquake did the most damage. The fires burned for 3 days, destroying a total of 25,000 buildings. About 500 people were killed in the city of San Francisco, and 250,000 were made homeless. In the whole of California, the earthquake and fires caused about 3,000 deaths. The 1906 earthquake was caused by a movement on the San Andreas Fault. 100 years later, movements on the San Andreas Fault continue to cause problems for the whole of California.
Module 3. Word List. Disaster. Flood. Hurricane. Lightning. Thunderstorm. Tornado. Column. Experience. Cause. Current. Latitude. Furniture. Berry. Feather. Fur. Occur. Tropical. Equator. Rotating. Violent. Wave. Strike. Cemetery. Coffin. Ruin. Ash. Erupt. Lava. Tidal. Volcano. Previous. Eruption. Possibility. Earthquake. Terrifying. Luckily. Thankfully. Hopefully. Sadly. Fortunately. Warning. Worldwide. Active. Damage.